the world were like a Sleep Number mattress, everything would adapt for your comfort. Because as your life changes and your body changes, Sleep Number mattresses adapt and shift to give you personalized comfort night after night. And now everything's on sale during our Memorial Day event. Save up to $1,200 on mattresses for a limited time. To experience a whole new world of comfort, visit a Sleep Number store or go to sleepnumber.com. Sleep Number, to a good life's sleep.
My name is Michael Bailey, and you're listening to the EDP Formula One podcast.
Welcome back, people. Welcome back as we look ahead to China. Although I still feel like we need to talk about the fallout from Malaysia. It was so epic. Shanghai is where the Formula One circuit moves on to 3 weeks after that race at Sepang. Joining me once again, I have Perry Hamilton.
Hello, Michael.
Hello.
Good to be back. Really good. Still recovering from the shock that was the Red Bull internal warfare.
Implosion, I called it in my column.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's a good word. That. Well done.
Implosion.
I'd have known that because I read your column, so I knew that. So.
Well, it hasn't been... Yeah. That's fine. Moving swiftly on. I called it an implosion because otherwise the talk of a Red Bull 1-2 would have been fairly dull, wouldn't it? So at least I managed that. DT's here.
Hello.
Good to see you, DT.
Pleasure to be here.
We're going to be a bit calmer for this one, I think.
Yeah, although I'm pepped up now. After,
well,
you know.
It might all come rising up through. Carl Cumbers is here.
Good evening.
Already readying his predictions. I think he's got a glint in his eye. Prediction League coming up, of course. Shanghai. It's a good track, Shanghai.
One with the long straight.
The one with the long straight. Both Malaysia and Shanghai, they're kind of embedded now, aren't they, properly in the calendar. They offer some cracking races.
Yeah, very much so. Because they are established races now, because obviously we've got India, Korea, America. They're all very, very fresh. It makes the tracks that are relatively new, but actually have been on the... how long has China been there?
2004.
Nearly a decade.
Brilliant.
They have the same first corner as well.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah. So.
Well, you know, at least they should be used to it.
First corner is designed to be in the shape of the Chinese character, which is for Shang, which means higher or above.
You're on fire.
This is great. I found that out last year, and it's my nice little bit of knowledge.
I love it.
I like to bring into it.
You can reel that one out every year.
And I believe David Coulthard's response to it was, a good first corner should take into account what it's like to drive it, not what it looks like in terms of a letter. To which I believe he was corrected to, it's not a letter, it's a character. But
I hope someone corrected
it. It was a bit technical, but it's an interesting one, because you kind of cut back on yourself and then you go round a sweep, and if you shoot up the inside, then actually it might not be the best thing for you, because you'll end up on the outside. So do you take the cut back or what have you? And if you've got loads of cars around you, you may be forced to go a little bit wide. It's an interesting first corner, really.
Just need to make sure you have your front wing attached, don't you, Fernando? That would be the best thing. It was Nico Rosberg's race last year, wasn't it? Mercedes dominated that weekend.
Yeah, won by quite a way.
It was their only race win of the season.
Yeah, downhill from there.
Yeah.
It should have been a 1-2. I think Schumacher's wheel came off, so unfortunately for them. But
that's the first time.
So yeah, I imagine they'll be hoping for another strong weekend, and the first two races look like a reasonable car. So
they do, don't they?
Maybe the Mercedes power with a long straight as well. So I don't know if Red Bull got a great record there as well, so it might be race up for opportunity for somebody.
They'll just be running each other off the track. I think we've decided that.
Yeah.
Are you a bit surprised at how strong Mercedes look this year? If they look strong, do they look strong? Have you worked it out yet?
I think they look strong. Sort of surprised in a way, and not surprised, because they've got enough people there to make a quick car and enough resources to make a quick car, so they should make a quick car. But from the position they were in last season, they made a big step. So, and hopefully, through the season, we'll have 5 strong teams at the front, and all fighting for top 10 positions.
That would be good. They've certainly got the drivers to do it this year. Red Bull, seriously, I mean, we've already talked quite a lot about it. What are we expecting from them? It's difficult to say, I suppose, isn't it?
I would imagine. I was about to say more of the same, but I don't mean that in the sense that they'll come back and then there'll be a big controversy and then Webb will all have
to kick off.
But I mean, they will be. I don't know whether they'll be dominant, because it is so close, and obviously it's a very different track to the last two that we've had, and it'll be probably, I imagine, probably quite different weather, but I think they'll come back and they'll be strong, and I would be surprised if Vettel's not right up there. I don't think this will affect him, unfortunately.
No, as we touched on.
No, it'll be a united front. Everyone will have been told and briefed on what to say, and they're not, as you said, you know, in when we reviewed the race, you know, they're not going to want a PR disaster. They're going to want to forget it, and they're going to want to move on. They'll be asked about it a lot, and you will hear a lot of the same thing out of the same mouths over and over again. One race at a time, we concentrate on this race, that race is dealt with, that's all been done and dusted, and we'll move on from there. No, there's no fractures within the team. Yes, everyone's on the same page, and yes, we're all working towards the right goals. That's what you're going to hear over and over again, and you're going to say, and they're going to say it so often that it will be the natural reaction. The one potential loose cannon is Mark Webber. We don't know how they've tried to placate him. We've got no idea. But hopefully not too much, because we would like a little bit of controversy.
Well, exactly. Hopefully his dad will get wheeled out again.
Oh, I love it if Helmut Marko moved to Mark Webber's side of the garage. I think that would be the best.
That would
be a great turn, wouldn't it?
It'll be interesting to see how they how they tackle it. Who is this weekend most important for DT?
That's a difficult question. Really difficult question, because I think
that's why I keep asking it.
I think from the point of view of coming back and having to fix their PR situation, then Red Bull is very important for them, to come back and show a united front, like Ped said, and be there. But maybe Alonso, very important for him, because yes, I know it's only in the season. I know that off won't hurt his title chances, hopefully, too much. But he's got to come back and score big to keep that race alive, because he is now starting to fall behind, and every point helps. So, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's Ferrari. And if it's not Ferrari, it's Mercedes. I know we've seen Mercedes be strong in the last two races, but people still aren't talking about them as a legitimate top four team. You know, it's, at the moment, they're certainly outperforming McLaren. But people still look at Mercedes as, let's be honest, a disappointment. Taking over a then championship team in Braun, you bring, you know, keep Ross Braun in charge, you bring in Michael Schumacher, the young talent, the financial backing, it's all there. All those ingredients are there. They've just made a terrible cake out of it for the last 2 years. This year it looks like it's going to be a much better tasting cake, but they need to really nail it this time. Three races, three strong finishes, some really good points, and then people are going to start taking them seriously.
I think the McLaren, I think they've got to bring some upgrades, obviously, to China. I think if, like I said, they made a step forward in Malaysia, maybe another step forward this time for them. And obviously Red Bull as well, Alonso to get back on track. Yes, a big weekend for a lot of teams and drivers. So.
Yes, I suppose they've got 3 weeks, but they're still flyaway races, aren't they? So it's
I don't know how much they can bring to the cars. I think McLaren have probably one of the best teams to do it, if they can, so... Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what they bring.
I'm still surprised they don't have a McLaren jet just for flying parts to and from flyaway races.
You assume that they don't, David. They've probably got a secret one. So.
Yeah. I used to know a guy who worked for a Formula One team. He still does. He used to work for Caterham. He himself and other people have been well known for getting a phone call on a Friday saying, right, you need to pack a bag, but leave a space for this cog and that part. You're on a flight with sleazy jet at whatever time, and they hop on a plane, turn up, give them the briefcase and turn around and go back to the airport.
What a job that is.
Yeah.
Are those advertised in auto?
Well, I think they have another part of it. They're sort of usually fabricators and various people back at the factory, but yeah.
Wonderful, that's the way.
That's how it normally happens from what I've heard.
I would imagine it's quite an important weekend for... McLaren. I agree with what you said, Kyle, but Force India will probably want to make sure their wheels work. And maybe Pastor Maldonado, who could do with not only being shown when he's in a gravel trap, which is the only time I've seen him this year, has been in a gravel trap.
Was it the Smarties trap, as Martin Brundle put it this weekend? Something like
that. Oh, because they're all colour, yeah.
They're multicoloured. I thought it looked like multicoloured popcorn, but yeah, Smarties quite
nerds.
Good.
Nerds.
Dweebs. Okay, then. Well, it leaves us with the prediction.
Oh, it's a
prediction
shocking.
League. Now, let's go through what happened at Malaysia, shall
right,
we?
Yeah.
Now, Perry, you had a long list of predictions. Yeah. I had to listen to it 3 or 4 times just to get them all down.
I get the feeling that I'm going to have to stop being so specific.
It was a Ferrari 1-2, you said, with Alonso in P1.
I still maintain Ferrari could have at least got the 1. But...
Yeah, well, no Massa on the front row of the grid.
Which I technically got right.
Also didn't happen, did
no,
it?
No, it didn't. It
was... Wasn't he second?
He was second in qualifying.
Yeah, he was second. So yeah. No, that you actually managed to get that prediction right.
Yeah,
you know.
Okay.
Alonso pole. Rosberg third. So you probably, or Lewis Hamilton knows you won.
Yeah, he screwed me over there, didn't he? Thanks, Lewis.
And points to Nico Hülkenberg. He stuck at the end there, and
he, of course,
finished eighth with 4 points.
Yes.
So you got a little bit of a score there, and 1 kudos point for the ridiculous length of your predictions.
Ah, thank you. Very
new thing we brought in, Kyle. Kudos points for being stupid.
Yeah.
Effectively, DT, you said Vettel pole, Alonso win, Raikkonen podium. Vettel got pole.
Yes,
which ticks that one for you. Just
the
about.
Rest of them were awful.
yeah, pretty much. Mr. Jack Phillips, who made his debut last week, mm-hmm. couldn't tell have Jack on. He said a Mercedes, 2 of the 3 on the podium. Alonso also on the podium. Williams abysmal. Now, one of the 2 Mercedes was on the podium, of course, mm-hmm. Lewis. Williams abysmal. I didn't give it to him because Valtteri Bottas finished 11th.
And in a dog of a car as well.
Which was pretty good. So, sorry, Jack. Mm. Close. But he gets a couple of points for Lewis's podium. I said that the podium would be the same as Australia, not necessarily in the same order. Vettel was the only one who managed to be on the podium across. So I haven't scored anything. Just a kudos points for the bold prediction. Which, when I said it, Ped, you said, that's bold. That's the kind of comment that makes you think kudos point.
I'll not counter that. I think that's fair. Let it be known, the Oracle did make some Twitter predictions.
He did.
Because he was not able to be here for the pod. But we're graciously not counting them because I don't think any of them came true, did they?
No. I would say it won't rain.
Yeah, you said which it won't rain, which it did.
It did at the start. It was a wet start.
It was a wet race.
It was wet at the start of the race, but it was actually raining.
I class it as rain in a race if they get to choose their tyres and they don't have to run both compounds. And at that point, it becomes a wet race. So
save the arguments for another day, Kyle. We let you off.
They're crashing before they get onto the grid. Yeah. Then there's that point.
Anyway, the upshot is I'm leading the table. That won't last long. Bearing in mind, the only thing that got me there is Kimi winning, and I don't think that'll ever happen again. So, we need to make predictions for this one. Mm. This big race in China. Kudos points at the ready. Who shall start? Well,
I'll go first.
Kyle,
I'll
come on.
First.
Oh, he's offering to go first.
He's already got it planned out. Are you about to predict the whole season?
He's pulling out a script.
That's it.
Go on, then.
Alonso's going to bounce back and win.
Hang on, okay. Can you slow down so I can write these down? I'm going to put a bet on. And
Alonso win.
Right. Should have started with qualifying. I think Hamilton will qualify pole.
Okay.
His one lap pace. And I think he'll.
Yeah.
I think Jules Bianchi will get into Q2.
Okay. Sort of I like
an
this.
Outsider one.
Yeah. That's huge. Yeah. That's a kudos point.
And I think in sort of Vettel special, he will not finish the race. Bit of karma.
Ooh. So, yeah. Oh, my goodness me. I really genuinely hope all those happen.
Yeah, that would be wonderful.
That would be amazing.
Such a good race.
DT.
I have 4 predictions.
Okay.
So
I'll tell you from experience, DT, running that many predictions can be counterproductive.
Quality, not quantity, I will warn you.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm not confident in my predictions.
Brilliant.
But
that also helps.
I want to make them. Well, I'm confident I have one. Vettel's going to get pole again. I'm going to predict that he's going to get pole again. I'm going to predict Alonso's going to win. Okay. I'm going to predict that Button will be top 4. But I'm also going to predict Bottas points. Ooh. To hopefully get me kudos points.
He's only a point. He's only a place off a point last week.
Yeah,
I'll have to decide.
I think it was a bit of a crazy, crazy race. So I think he's got it in him, I think.
Okay.
So.
I like it.
I'm going with Alonso for the win as well, which was, oddly enough, I think we've all gone for that, haven't we? I think Mercedes on front row is all I'm going to say. Mercedes on front row. I'll go Kimi on the podium.
Okay.
That's solid. That's mm-hmm. fairly
that's solid.
I feel so. I've got the winner. I've ticked a qualifying, and I've ticked another prediction. I feel that we could all pull off a kudos point here for predicting Alonso, because no one's ever won the Chinese Grand Prix twice, and Alonso's won it before.
That's cool. Good information on the Chinese.
He's on fire.
That's good knowledge.
It's good knowledge, Pete. Yeah, I like it.
I know. So I think if it comes off for Alonso, then, you know, kudos points for all of us. Mm-hmm. Oh, and I'll go for a crazy one.
Here he goes. I knew he couldn't hold it in. I knew he couldn't.
Despite a strong run of form, I'm going to go Massa DNF.
Are you?
Yeah. And it's going to be technical. It's not going to be through going off. It's going to be a technical DNF for Massa. The team's going to let him down.
Well, that's funny, because the one prediction I had in my head was Massa to be on the podium.
Well, go for it. We'll be on different sides of that pond.
And I think it will be Massa podium. I think it will be a Red Bull that will win. Mm. I'm not going to say who. I just think they'll...
Well, whoever it is, they'll just decide between them.
Presumably the other one would have been run off the track earlier.
Yeah, by that point.
And I think Paul Di Resta will finish in the top six.
Ooh. Mm. Top six.
Providing they've got their wheel nuts sorted out.
Yeah.
And there we go. Mm. I've made those up now.
Okay.
But as I'm sure you guys have thought much longer and harder about it.
No, made mine up as we were talking.
I was waiting for DT to finish. Right on the spot.
Love it. Yeah. Heart overhead. I think we're done then, gents.
Kyle had his sorted out last week.
Yeah,
no worries.
Well, he's already seen the race. he's already run the race in his head. Are you feeling the pressure, Kyle? People who listen to this
obviously can't see. They don't realise that basically Kyle looks exactly like Zoltan from the Tom Hanks film Big. He's got the turban on and the hands.
You should just reiterate, Kyle won the prediction league last year in case anyone doesn't know. No, he won it by a country mile. So.
Yeah, the Oracle. Everything he says comes true.
Speaking of which, obviously the three of us have all predicted a world championship winner, I believe. Am I right in saying we have?
And so is Jack, actually.
Yes, so I think the Oracle should be
got a bit of an advantage, but yes, go on.
I'll go Alonso.
Right.
I think it's, yeah. Which, yeah.
Everyone has said Alonso.
Yeah.
So
we would just say that we could remember.
We knew we'd made the prediction. But
you did both say Alonso. Yeah, everyone has said Alonso to win the title.
Yeah. Mm.
We shall see. I'll have to make sure his front wing is attached in future, or at least he pits. All right, then, gents. What should I say? EDP24.co.uk/F1 for Lotus and Caterham news when they do something interesting, which may be more likely with one than the other. My EDP column on Formula One is there online. It's also in the paper every Wednesday. Make sure you get a read of that. And you can grab us all on Twitter. I am at Michael J. Bailey. Or, of course, there is the EDP F1 Twitter feed, which is at EDP F1. Clearly. Ped.
Unfortunately, I was not able to get the Twitter handle Multi21. So it remains at PedHD56.
Weber grabbed it, didn't he?
I'm sure he did.
Yeah.
I'm at Dave Tillier.
I'm at Kay Cumbers.
We are sorted. Thanks, gents. We've got a little bit of a break now until China. We'll be back after the race to plough through a race which is never going to be a patch on Malaysia. Or is it? Bye for now.
If the world were like a Sleep Number mattress, everything would adapt for your comfort. Because as your life changes and your body changes, Sleep Number mattresses adapt and shift to give you personalized comfort night after night. And now everything's on sale during our Memorial Day event. Save up to $1,200 on mattresses for a limited time. To experience a whole new world of comfort, visit a Sleep Number store or go to sleepnumber.com. Sleep Number, to a good life's sleep.